Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I lied. That's my old intro. I don't fact check or research most things, but Emily fact checks and researches about 97% of the time. The other 3% is when she just gets very opinionated on things randomly.
Randomly? That's my whole personality.
Oh, goodness gracious. How you doing today, Emily?
I'm good. How are you?
That's a lie. That's a lie. You're not doing well.
No, I'm not.
Because you're hungover. Because it was your birthday yesterday. Your birthday yesterday. You had a birthday. How old are you now?
I don't want to talk about it.
She's 30. She's 30 years old. She's 30 years old. Welcome to the club. This is the club. La, 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 la.
I hate it.
It's not
I want to go back to being, I want to go back to being 22, where I had, like, no care in the world.
Well.
Now I'm like, bills. My back hurts. I need to go pick up cream from Sephia.
It doesn't get easier.
No, it doesn't.
Listen, I was really scared to turn 30, and now I just do not care. I'm 31, and I'm literally, nothing has changed.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. I know, you're actually living your best life now.
And you're about to.
Yeah.
We're going to be 30 and fly, 30, flirty, and thriving. That's the goal.
There we go. That's the goal.
That's the goal.
I don't know how to flirt. You have to teach me how to flirt at some point. I don't know how to do that.
I don't know. Yeah, I fake it till I make
just
it.
Like, hi, would you like to know random animal facts?
It works sometimes.
It does work.
I don't know if I flirted well with my girlfriend, but I got her.
You got her.
I don't think you need to be a master flirter because then people don't trust you.
It's taking everything in me right now not to make an inappropriate joke. But yes, I don't need to be a master flirter.
She is 30, but not mature.
Nope. Never. I don't know if that'll ever sink in.
Nah.
Ever.
I don't think
it's too boring.
I don't think anyone's actually mature. Yeah, they're just boring.
Yeah. Right.
There's no maturity. Mature is snooze.
Mature is like I'm able to have a productive conversation and like I'm able to control my emotions. That's mature.
Yeah.
Mature, I'm always going to make a penis joke. Always.
That's just having.
If it's there, I'm going to make it.
That's just a sense of humor. That's not immature.
Making Some people
jokes,
argue otherwise.
Making jokes at another person's expense, or that's immature.
Yeah.
That's not humor. That's cheap humor.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Hi. Welcome. Hi. I'm just rambling.
I like it. I need this right now.
I have energy today.
Yes. Sorry, my dog's being annoying again.
Oh, I didn't hear her.
Oh, good.
Good.
That makes one of us.
Oh, all right, oh, Emily. Okay. What do you got for us today? Tell me. I want to hear.
All right. So, literally, what happened this week?
Literally.
Where's the drama? Where's the pizzazz? Where's the dedication?
How
Why
dare
is no
you
one
all?
Messing up?
How dare you bore Emily?
How dare you be on your best behavior this week?
What, are we all mature?
I need content, okay? Literally, I was telling my, like, I have a virtual assisting company, and one of my clients called this morning, and I had to be like, hey, I really can't talk. Like, I'm freaking out. I'm recording this podcast later. Like, nothing happened this week. I need to dig around. And he was like, you know that TikTok audio that's like, what if you just call up Taylor? You know what I'm talking about? Where Kris Kardashian is like, what would happen if you were to just call up Taylor? And people are using it where like their moms are like, someone's applying to Juliard and the
mom's
like,
I've seen this.
Happen?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. that's basically what my client did. Like, he was just like, why don't you just get on Twitter and tweet some trash at Rob Kardashian and start some drama? I was like, yes. He would definitely see that. And two, he would definitely respond. He just like thought it was, he was so innocent. Just get on Twitter and tweet at Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Be the drama. Am I the drama?
Yeah. Am I the drama? So anyway, I had to go digging. I mean, we still got news stories. It's just like nothing meaty, you know?
Did we find any positive moments?
Oh, we did.
Can we have some of those?
We can. That is, you want me to save that for last?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're going to start off. There's an update with Elon Musk and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So he officially confirmed via press that he would reverse Twitter's permaban on Donald Trump if his bid to buy Twitter goes through, because Trump was permanently banned from using Twitter back in January of 2021 after Twitter found his posts to be inciting violence.
Yes.
And Elon said he'd be reversing that decision if he does buy the company because he thinks it was a mistake. Interesting.
A mistake? No.
A mistake. Okay.
No.
But we don't know if this is actually going to happen because on May 13th, Musk said that his Twitter deal is on temporary hold until he can verify the number of spam bots and fake accounts on Twitter and make sure that they're really less than 5%.
I think he's realizing that people don't want him to buy Twitter. And my friend hung out with a Twitter employee the other day and asked about the Elon Musk thing. You go, and
Inside scoop!
And they're like, oh, yeah, once we get to cash in on our stocks, because once he sells it, they can all cash in on their stocks, then everyone's quitting. Yeah. They're like, yeah, everyone in the company is quitting.
Because they hate that this is, like, happening and they think it's wrong?
Yeah,
because
they hate Elon Musk and their company is going to just explode. Twitter is going to, like, be terrible. And it's going to be it's basically going to be, like, one giant male podcast.
Just Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan on Twitter.
Wow.
So yeah, all the employees are like, we can't like strike it or anything, but all have stock in the company because you get stock when you're like one of the employees. And then once it sells, they're all going to cash in and then bounce.
Wow. So yeah, I was digging around and trying to find a reason that he's doing this because I was like, why does it matter if there's like 5.5% of the users are spam bots? Like, what does that matter to him in the grand scheme of things? And I've come to the conclusion that he doesn't actually care about the bots.
No.
That I think, allegedly, he's trying to use this as a tactic to get Twitter to lower the price of the buyout. Or he's trying to, like, squash the deal altogether and find an excuse to do so because the share prices for Twitter plummeted over the week.
Yeah.
And so now it's
and
like
he
not
has
as appealing.
He has to buy at the originally quoted price.
Yep.
So he can't go, well, your stock is falling. I'm buying it for cheaper. No. In the original contract, it says he has to buy for the stock price that he at that moment when he offered.
Right. Right. So I think he's trying to back out and literally he's grasping at any excuse he can because he said, I was a little confused by it, but he said his quote was, there is a threat they pose when talking about the spam bots. He said, there's a threat they pose to the company's business model. Secondly, there is their potential to undermine the credibility of the platform as a site of authentic discord between real users. Because he went on to say that Twitter generates the vast majority of its revenue through advertising to users on the platform. And if a big majority being 5% or more, or I'm sorry, 5.1% or more, he said he's fine if it's 5% or less. But if 5% or more are spam and Twitter bots, then he says like they're not getting their money's worth with the ad revenue because the bots are messing up the algorithm and the ads are being sent to the bots. I don't know. He's grasping at straws here.
Yes, for sure. That's just a delaying tactic.
Right. We'll find out later what happens.
Yeah, but the employees that my friend talked to said, they're scared that he's going to put in the contract that they can't cash in on their stocks unless they stay with the company another 2 years after he's bought.
How's that legal?
Well, anything's legal as long as you can find a loophole.
Well, don't sign it. Like if he fires them, don't they still get to cash in on their stocks? No. Also, how would you fire?
What it is, they could leave and cash out on the stocks at the stock market prices,
oh.
Or at the, if they wait like 2 years, this is all hypothetical, allegedly. If they wait the 2 years, then the price in which he quoted when he sold Twitter, like that's the difference, I think. But
got it.
This is all allegedly, okay. Hypothetical inside scoop.
Right.
My source
is a fun little story.
A fun little, just a what if. A fun little what if.
Oh my God. I have to tell you the funniest freaking thing that happened that totally has to do with this.
Okay.
Okay. So my mom, I know she's going to watch this, so do not be offended, mom. It was cute. My mom watches everything that I put online, right? She is
adorbs.
Right. Biggest fan, loves watching it. So I'm currently living at my house until I move back to LA, which is happening in literally, I'm going to be there in a little over two weeks.
Which is madness because I'm leaving in a little over 2 weeks.
You're literally leaving the morning of the day that I'm getting there. I'm getting there at night. You're getting there in the morning.
Womp,
you're leaving
womp.
In the morning. I'm getting there at night. I know.
And then
I
we have to wait
it.
A whole month to be together.
I know. But I'll be in your house. So I'll send
yeah,
you
that's weird.
House selfies. Yep.
Emily's house sitting for me.
Yep. So anyway, so I'm at my parents' house, and there's two desks downstairs in our family room, and I work at one, and my mom, you know, just kind of peruses after work on the other. And so she's sitting there and she's watching our episode where we originally talked about Elon Musk buying out Twitter. And we get to the part where I was basically like, you know, he's corrupt, he exploits, he's evil, you know, where I'm just like trash talking Elon.
As you do.
And my mom goes, as one does. And my mom literally pauses the video and gasps. And I was like, yeah, because I was thinking she was gasping and not realizing like how awful of a person he was. And she gasped. And I was like, I know, he's like a terrible guy, right? And she goes, no, I almost said a bad word. Full seriousness, she turns on, she goes, Emily, take this offline immediately. And I was like, why? And she goes, he is one of the most powerful men in the world. Emily, what if he sees this? What if he comes for you? This is not a joke. Emily, you don't talk bad about people with that much power. And I was like, Mom, I'm pretty sure Elon Musk is not going to watch All Things Internet podcast and hire a hitman to come take me out.
True. But also, stand up to the man.
Right. But just the amount of like.
Oh, it's cute like, that she thinks we're that popular and famous.
Yes. That's what I was getting at. It's very
it
cute
is
that
cute.
She thinks that the episode did that well that it's going to make it onto his radar.
I mean, if it does, we've made it.
So did she get me a can of pepper spray for my keychain?
That's
a secret I'll never tell. In case Elon comes for you, honey.
Oh, okay. I love it. All right.
Yeah, that's a mother's love right there. All right. Next news story. We're having a massive formula shortage right now. And oh, wait, no, I'm saving this because this is, I mean, it doesn't sound happy with how I
God,
just started.
God, no, it doesn't at all.
It turns positive. I'm going to save that one. God, this is so chaotic again. All right. Anyway, Google just unveiled their language translating glasses. So they're high-tech smart glasses that translate languages in real time, and it displays the translation on your lens.
Can I buy this right now?
No, it's only a prototype, and Google gave no release date, but they said it's definitely coming.
I need it for Europe.
I know. Yeah, I was thinking, one, this is going to be amazing for, like, overcoming language barriers, like, when you're traveling
yeah.
or if you move to a new country or just even within your own community if you speak a different language.
Yeah.
Like, these will be great. But also, think about the deaf community. How incredible is that for them?
Oh, my God, I didn't even think.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. So now if you know, a deaf person is communicating with someone that doesn't know sign, that person can just literally hold a regular, like not a regular, but like hold a speaking conversation with them, and then it'll translate it for the deaf person right in front of them.
That is so cool.
Right?
I didn't think about that at all, which shame on me. I've been in the deaf community for a while. That, my whole life. That's genius.
Right? Yeah. So hopefully they like get it out of prototype phase soon and get it into production. I can't even imagine how much they're going to charge for this.
Oh,
but like it's
stupid amounts.
Yeah. I wish they would make it accessible. Like,
well,
how much
they're not going to,
better?
Especially if someone needs it for a disability, all of things that are needed
oh,
for
right.
disabilities. are that's a stupid expensive.
I wonder if insurance is going to pick this up. Like, maybe insurance would cover some of it if you're deaf.
You'd have to have good insurance.
Yeah. So, yeah, I thought that was really cool. And then First Lady Dr. Jill Biden made a surprise visit to Ukraine to meet with Ukraine's First Lady, Olena Zelenska. And she has actually been in hiding and not seen in the public since Russia invaded Ukraine at the beginning of February. And so, yeah, that was really cool. She Dr. Biden was kind of doing like a tour is not a right word. Like she was visiting different areas around Europe and talking to the troops and going to refugee camps and just kind of seeing where everything was. And when she was asked why she was visiting specifically, she said, "I thought it was important to show the Ukrainian people that this war has to stop and this war has been brutal and that the people of the United States stand with the people of Ukraine." So I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we doing anything as a country? Like, it's cool that Dr. Biden went, but are we
not
making
enough
steps to help at all?
I mean, we have sent troops over there and we have sent supplies and we have sent weapons, but not enough. We could be doing a lot more.
Okay.
But it's a very complex situation where if we get involved, that could if we get even more involved, that could potentially lead into like
war with Russia.
War status, war with Russia. And it's like it's a very unique situation where there's a clear answer of what to do, but it comes with a lot of complications attached to it.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why we're taking our sweet time. Not that it's right, but it explains why we're doing it.
Yeah.
So, yes. And then we're going to talk about Tana for a little bit.
Tana Mojo.
Tana Mojo.
I haven't heard about her in a long time.
I don't know if you know this, but I met her one time.
Because of me.
Yeah. Anyway, no.
What, yes, because of me. What do you mean no?
Yes, because of you. Oh my God, the amount of selfies I took
you
with her.
I can't take you anywhere. I can't take you anywhere.
You can't take me anywhere.
I literally can't take you anywhere.
I didn't go up to her. I didn't ask
That's
for
worse.
A picture. Going up and asking for a picture?
You know what you should have done? Is treated her like a human being.
I did. Remember, we had a conversation. I'm just saying I didn't initiate it. I wasn't I can't use that word. I wasn't a wild fan that just ran up and asked for pictures and talked.
But you know,
I waited till she approached me.
Yeah, but also you took pictures of her when she didn't know. No.
I was taking a selfie and she happened to be in the background.
I can't take you anywhere. You're uninvited to JoJo's Pride Party.
No, don't say that. I will cry. Yeah. Anyway, all right. So
Emily keeps being like, "Can we have guests on the podcast?" I'm like, "Who are you wanting to talk to?"
I don't know. That's between me and God.
Who's God? Drew?
Literally no one. Oh.
Praise be unto her.
Correct answer. All right. So Tana got in a bit of trouble this week after her latest podcast episode aired because her podcast is called Canceled. She has guests on sometimes and interviews them. And she had OnlyFans star Stella Berry on the podcast and was like asking her questions about her OnlyFans and about, you know, her career. And at the beginning of the episode, Stella claimed that she hooked up with her cousin for OnlyFans content. And
like her own cousin? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And
okay.
Her direct quote was, "You get to see a real girl with her real cousin." And Tana followed that by calling her an inspiration to girls and said that she was empowering women, with her direct quote saying, "I think there's something super special about women who don't give an F. It's empowering. I'm here to do whatever I want to do."
I'm not a fan of incest. I'm gonna go with no. And I genuinely don't know what more I can add to that.
Mm-hmm. So
I have different, as a woman, I have different types of people that are my inspirations. And I do believe your body, your choice. And I do believe in empowering women. I don't necessarily think I would ever agree that a woman having intercourse with her cousin would be a inspirational feminist move.
I concur.
Okay.
It was later revealed that the girl that she was hooking up with was not related, like, was not blood related to her, but it was still okay. Her cousin. Mm-hmm. And then...
That is better.
Is it? Nope.
Well,
I'm gonna...
No, listen. No actual incest happened. Weird? Yes.
Is it not? Because legally, is it not incest?
Well, no. Even wait, like someone. Wait, I took that as like their moms are best friends and they grew up together and they call each other cousins, but they're not. That's how I took that.
I took it as she actually is like, I mean, like legally her cousin. They're just not blood related.
Oh,
like maybe like married in or like.
Yeah, that. I mean, it could. I don't know. I like to avoid incest.
And same.
And complicating the family tree anymore. That's just my take on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So don't worry. It gets better.
Good.
So then Stella went on to say that she had a relationship with a man experiencing homelessness at the shelter that she was working at. And she says, direct quote, "It really helped that it's so taboo, that you're not supposed to do this." So not only was she allegedly taking advantage of a vulnerable person, but it was against workplace policy. And Tana laughed at the whole thing. So. And then.
Okay. I don't have much to add to this. I'm just. My stance is no.
We're trying to tread lightly.
My stance is no.
Yeah. And then a bit further into the episode, Stella starts kind of talking about not exactly promoting, but like laughing about unsafe sex practices.
Oh, that's not okay.
And yeah. And instead of Tana and her co-host stopping and being like, hey, we have like young and impressionable listeners that maybe this isn't the best thing to like be bragging about. They just once again laughed at it. So
here's my professional thing. I get when you maybe are hosting someone, you never want to make them feel uncomfortable. You want them to have a good time. Yeah. But if it is not live, it can be edited. And so yep. I can understand maybe hosts being like, oh, and not really knowing what to do with that. A lot of people honestly can't think on their feet and their response is just laughter and been like, oh, later they'd be like, I should have corrected them. That's totally fine. But it's not totally fine, but it's understandable.
Yeah.
I have edited things out of podcasts.
Yep.
And like, I don't like to edit podcasts, but there's been times where I'm like that. We shouldn't have used that word. Sometimes I miss it, but like, so we shouldn't use that word. Yeah. Maybe that topic, we didn't have the most educated take on it. Things do get cut out.
Yeah.
And that's something that should, I think, be done more.
Well, especially because she has a whole team.
Yes. So. Yeah.
So how did no one catch that? But okay. And then after they got a bunch of backlash, they posted a formal, in quotes, formal apology video. But really, they just joked about everyone being mad at them. And Tana said, oh, my God, we were not trying to normalize incest. LOL. So that was their apology. So anyway. That's one way to handle that. All right. Now, for our positive, it doesn't start positive, but it has a positive spin.
Oh, so, the formula. Yes.
Yes. And I don't want anyone to think I'm taking this lightly because I follow a bunch of like parenting pages and like women empowerment and like, you know, and just like, I don't like activist pages. And it is horrific listening to these mothers that are or like just caregivers in general that are traveling miles and miles and miles and going to multiple stores and trying to find formula and are crying about how they're going to feed their baby. And like, it is terrible what's going on right now. So not taking this lightly, just wanted to bring some positivity to you know, what's going on. So there's a massive formula shortage right now, and there is a network of caregivers that are coming together and using social media to help other struggling caretakers figure out how to survive until the supply can be brought back up. So these influencers are using their platforms to connect parents who have extra formula or can purchase some in their area and send it to people that do not have formula. So,
sorry, one sec. My dogs are barking. We're going to pause one second.
Okay.
Let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor, sponsor.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
They've kind of set up a social media networking system where parents can meet on these messaging boards, and they can arrange shipping, and they can give tips and tricks. They can all talk about, like, if you're on a message board about your specific area, like a caregiver can post on there, like, hey, I found formula at this store, it's back in stock. So they've just created this entire, like, network to help out people, which is incredible.
Yeah.
And they're also creating infographics on how to find formula, which formula brands or types can be substituted for another, safety tips for accepting donations from other parents, and warning against misinformation. So
is there anything we can do as is there anything we can do?
No, I mean, it's just a huge supply chain shortage right now.
Okay.
So, I mean, we can boost these platforms. So maybe what we could do is we could link. It's a lot on TikTok. We can link these mothers' TikToks.
Okay.
And so if you want to go and be a part of those networks or join a message board for your area, just go check out these creators and you can find the links to all that stuff. So we'll put that in the bio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it for our news.
Ta-da!
Because there was no flavor this week.
Hey, that's good. That means everyone was being a good person.
Except they were behaving.
Stand up.
What? What was that?
All right. Well, then, ma'am, do we have a game for today?
We do.
Oh!
I wanted to do word association.
Look,
have you played
calf.
This game before?
I'm a cat.
I'm trying to check out them feet.
I got socks on. You can't see.
I can't believe how out of hand this has gotten.
No, I was going to ask, did you see my TikTok today?
Oh, I did. I made a joke a while back. I don't even know why I made that. Oh, because I was trying to.
I have convinced the internet that Emily is obsessed with my feet.
I hate feet. I despise feet. They gross me out. I don't care whose feet they are, even my feet. I just don't like feet. But I was trying to get your attention on a live stream one time because I think you had said something about me during the live stream and you're like, yeah, I don't think Emily even watches these. And so then I was like, feet pics, feet pics, feet pics, feet pics. And I just kept sending it over and over and over again. But now it's gotten so out of hand that your fans are sending me pictures of your feet to my Instagram inbox.
You're welcome.
How did we get here?
Because I take things and run with them.
I love it. Okay, so yes, we're going to play word association. So I'm going to say a word, and then you're going to blurt out without thinking. Thank God we can edit. The first word that comes to your mind.
Got it.
And it's all internet themed. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Internet.
Me.
All right, and that's the game, folks. Wow. Okay.
Was I wrong?
There is no right or wrong. All right, you
tell
ready?
Tell me I'm wrong. You can't.
All right, next one.
Uh-huh.
Facebook.
Vile. What?
Mm-hmm. All right, browser.
Web.
TikTok.
Dance.
Streaming.
Alive.
BuzzFeed.
News.
Twitter.
Info.
Hollywood.
Bad. I'm good at this.
You are. Influencer.
Person.
YouTube.
Old.
You're gonna sit there and tell me that I'm wrong?
How can you tell me I'm wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
All right. Username.
Oh, bad. Sorry, I gotta keep getting off of this. I thought NovaQua first, which is my first username.
Wait, what was your first username?
My YouTube channel is called NovaQua.
Explain yourself immediately.
How do you not know?
Oh, NovaQua?
Goodness gracious. Mia Moore. So, I started my YouTube channel back in like 07 because my brother Christopher, his comedy troupe or whatever from college, posted a video on YouTube. And this was before YouTube was just launched or something like that. Yeah. And I was trying to watch the video, but I had to make an account with YouTube in order to watch the video. So I'm sitting there. I don't know, 15, 16 years old. And I'm just constantly plugging in my usernames that I normally use. I couldn't get anything to work. Like Rachel Ballinger, Rachel, whatever, you know. And I was just like, what? I'm tired of trying. You know, after three times, my patience is gone. So I look up and there was a fishbowl cleaner on my desk. And it said NovaQua on it. And I was like, okay. And I just typed that in. The username was available, obviously.
No.
And then I had that channel. And so I had that account. It wasn't even a channel. I had an account with YouTube. This was then you didn't even have to have an email address connected to your account.
Right. Yeah.
And then my sister wanted to put some family videos online. And we just did it on my account or whatever. And then my sister's channel took off or started taking off. And we started putting stuff on my channel, like fun, normal stuff.
Yeah.
And then people, like our channels were just kind of linked with each other and it just kept going and I never changed. I tried to, for the life of me, I've tried to change it to YouTube / Rachel Ballinger and rename it. But if you just go to my links, NovaQua will always be in the URL.
No. Okay. Hold on. It's not that I don't believe you, but I just need to see it. Okay. Let's get into it. Your channel.
Do you see it?
I don't know.
Hold on.
No, but
let me.
But maybe I'm.
Let me, because I've changed it 1,000 times. I'm just gonna go and type Rachel Ballinger.
It's just it's a series of random letters.
Oh, that's because. Hold on. Oh, it's changed it. It's Rachel Ballinger. It finally changed. Hold on. Just type in NovaQua. See what happens. No. I show up. If you type in NovaQua, I show up.
Oh, I see it. I see it. I see it. Yeah, when I typed in Rachel Ballinger YouTube on Google, the first thing that pops up is youtube.com/NovaQua.
Yep. There I am.
Wow.
Thank God that I didn't try and like make that my internet name.
It sounds like a streamer's name.
Yeah, it does. It totally could have been. But then, no. I like my name.
Okay. I love it. All right. I have 4 more for you. You ready?
Yep. Hold on. Let me clear my mind. Okay.
Dark web.
Porn.
MySpace.
Old.
Upload.
Fast.
Icon.
Me.
No. How are you going to start and end this game with me?
Oh.
My God, you amaze me. All right, that's it for our game. You're cut off.
All right, before we go to questions, let's check to see if we have one more sponsor for today. Sponsor, sponsor. All right.
All right, you ready?
Hit me with some questions.
Starting off strong.
All right.
What's the weirdest thing in your closet?
See, the thing is, Abby makes me...
Did we already do this one?
No. The weirdest thing that's ever been in my closet was me. But
fair enough.
My girlfriend Abby makes me like, doesn't make me, but really likes to not have clutter. And when things get old or we don't need them, we give them away. So there isn't much weirdness, I'd say, in my closet. No. Like, they're literally... I don't think I have anything weird.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Nope. I'll...
Nope.
No. What do you got?
When I saw this question came in, well, because I'm in my childhood room.
Oh, see,
which
that's
has
different.
Never been... Right. This has never been like cleaned out. It's perfectly preserved. I went in my closet because I was like, I am curious. I found a bunch of my old diaries that have the cringiest entries in them I have ever seen. And I found a little baggie. It was in an envelope open and it was labeled Tiger, which is my old cat's name. And there was a little baggie inside and I pulled the baggie out and had a clump of his fur in it.
No, stop. Stop. Inappropriate. Inappropriate.
Just here's Tiger.
Inappropriate.
What if I just had it sitting right here and I was like, say hi.
Have you? Okay. I've gone through my old journals before. I had journals in high school that I burned as a symbolic performative measure. I was by myself and I just wanted to be like, this is what I must. It was all.
It's okay.
Very
it's
traumatic.
Right.
And I'm so mad I burned them. I am so upset that I burned those journals. But then in college, I kept a bunch of journals for my best friend. And because we didn't talk every day and we barely had time to talk. So she's like, just write everything down. So I wrote her these journals. And I've gone back and read them. The internalized misogyny was unmatched. I was going to a Christian university thinking I was straight and the internalized misogyny, I was like, whoa, this is not okay. I'm ashamed of who I was. And I'm like, I could read these stories, but then I'd constantly have to be apologizing every sentence.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I mean, I think a more positive thing is you should be excited about your growth.
I'm so excited. But then also that's why I'm like, when people make mistakes or stuff surfaces of like from 10 years ago, I was like, listen, I get it. Like, and I believe people can change because I'm a complete, I wasn't a bad person, but I would just say things like the things I would say, I was just like, whoa, get a grip, Ballinger.
You spew what you're taught, whether that be through family or friends or like environment. You just constantly spew and spew and spew and you repeat and just, you know, whatever, until you're to the age where you understand, or even to the mentality where you understand that you need to educate yourself and break down that thinking and restructure everything, which didn't happen for me until I was 21 and in college. And I took my first feminism in women and gender studies course and it blew my mind, the things that I thought were correct. I had to do that. I had to completely break down everything and be like, no, this was wrong, and then rebuild how my brain functioned.
And so much of it is who you hang out with, because I remember all of my friends thought that way and everyone was around thought that way, and so why would I think any different?
Right, exactly.
Until I got away from it and I was like, oh, no. That's a no from me, dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll let you read me journals.
Oh, thank God. Maybe at some point we could do an uncensored episode where we just read old journal entries, because...
We could.
It's good.
Oh, I will have to do a massive disclaimer. It'll be like, this is how I've grown as a person.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
All right. You got another question?
I do. All right. I took this in the funny sense, so I can go first if you need a minute to think. But what is something you learned super late in life but you should have known sooner?
That I'm gay.
And, well, obviously. mine, it's so embarrassing. Are you ready?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go.
It's so embarrassing.
Love this.
I didn't figure this out until I was maybe... like 19. I thought when you took your money, like cash, I thought when you took your cash to a bank and you handed it to the teller, I thought each person that was a member of that bank had an individual mini vault where they would put your cash that you handed them into it. Like, you know those like safety deposit boxes
yeah.
that are like this big? I literally thought I handed her my cash. Okay, now she's going to walk to the back, unlock my little box, and put my cash in there and lock it back up.
Emily, that's too old to think this.
I know.
Mm-hmm. That's too old.
In the same year, not in the, no, okay, let me rewind. I was maybe like 13 or 14 before I realized that faxing something, it didn't send the actual paper through a system, that it scanned the paper and then re-scanned it. Did I literally just think we were like living on top of a series of like underground tubes that were like breezing papers off to people across the country?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's bad.
I mean, I thought dragons were real until I was in my early 20s.
Proof that they're not.
Tell me I'm wrong. You can't.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Guess you what? Can't. That was the line that got my girlfriend to reach out to me.
There you go.
I mean, she would have reached out to me no matter what I said, but that's what she commented on my Hinge profile.
Yeah, you have to give something like interesting on your profiles that people can talk to you about.
Yeah, don't
like,
be
give,
boring.
Give a talking point.
Yeah, guess yeah. what? We all like long walks on the beach during sunset. I couldn't get that out because I was so disgusted by it. Got to give them some meat, something mm-hmm. to respond to. Mine was, right. Up until last year, I thought dragons were real.
What squashed that belief for you?
I went to Scotland and Ireland and soon realized that was never true. And
when
this is why people should travel the world.
To prove that dragons aren't real.
Ta-da!
Yeah. Right.
I know that there are things that I found out later in life, way later than I should have. Oh. If you give me a day.
Okay. We can revisit this next podcast.
This week I'm going to try and remember and write them down as I think of them. And I'll, because this is a good question.
It is, I know, right? Oh, do you want to know one more?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that Christopher Columbus didn't actually step foot onto the continental U.S. Like Virginia. Like, I thought he was, like, stepped foot on Florida.
Oh, yeah. Same. But it was, like, down farther.
Yeah. I want to say it was the Bahamas.
Yeah.
I'm going to confidently say
but
that.
That's,
history major.
But see, that isn't your fault. And that's not, like... Duh. That is America teaching you incorrectly for the benefit of the white man.
Also, I would like to acknowledge that I understand the Bahamas are part of the U.S. now, but I mean, like, I thought he stepped on Florida.
You were thinking when Columbus sailed the ocean blue, he pulled his ship right up to Disney World and hopped
off. Exactly.
Yes.
Right.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah.
I got you. I'm going to
Didn't know that until college.
I don't think I knew that until after college.
You're like 5 seconds ago.
I did take a history class in college. It was like the Roman Empire or something like that. I didn't take any American history classes. It was either God or Romans for some reason. Those were my options.
Well, how fun.
I learned so much. Anyway. Yep. I think that's all the time we have for today, but I will truly try to write down anything that I was like, I did learn that too late in life.
Yeah, and we had a bunch of questions. I posted on our ATI Instagram page and asked what questions, because we're running low. I had a little storage uh-huh. going.
Backstock.
Questions and we're backstock. There we go. And we're running low. And so I posted that and we had a bunch of really good ones come in. And so we'll make sure to get to those starting next episode.
Sounds perfect. All right. Well, thank you for joining me today, Emily, and you are welcome for me joining you. Me.
Me.
Me. Icon.
Just give me the title of the episode. Me. Period.
All right. I love you. You have anything else, Dad?
No, I love you all so much.
All right. And we will see you next week here on All Things Internet. Is there an outro?
Oh.
What?
Just forewarning. I start my cross-country road trip next week, and so we're gonna get into it in that hotel room. So
we already have a plan. Don't even worry about it.
We have a plan. All right. And then we'll officially be in person starting in July.
Whoop, whoop. Okay. I love you guys. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Love you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
There's something weird going on with influencers right now. I'm a little freaked out. They just get everything they want. Everything's a little too perfect. Their smiles are a little too straight. They're using filters I can't find anywhere. I know what I'm about to say might sound a little unhinged, but I think it might be witchcraft. At least, that's what Jenna Clayton thought right before she went missing. We're excited to introduce a new show from Realm, If I Go Missing, The Witches Did It, starring Oscar-nominated actress Gabourey Sidibe. When a Black writer goes missing, a white podcast host with a savior complex takes up the cause of finding her and collides with a coven of influencers she suspects are responsible. This show is a little bit of The Craft meets Mean Girls meets Get Out. Learn more about If I Go Missing, The Witches Did It at realm.fm. And be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.